This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
I get a flash of your thigh like a spy in the sky. There where the sea meets the sky, you and me, you and I. Bip, 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 bip.
Two Kites by Lauren Nottingham with Mark Donlan on the piano. You are listening to Bent Notes, 2 hours of jazz each and every Sunday night. And tonight, my guest, she began a serious interest in jazz back in 2011, she did, and that was because she won an award for the most outstanding vocalist at the inaugural New Zealand School of Music's Jazz Festival. Lauren Nottingham has a diverse musical appreciation, which includes progressive rock, choral music and contemporary pop, and she's just returned from a year spent in Berlin. It is my pleasure to welcome to Bent Notes all the way from New Zealand. She's on the side of the road at the... Well, she's not on the side of the road. The car is parked on the side of the road. She's currently on tour. Welcome to Bent Notes, Lauren Nottingham.
Hey, David. Thank you so much for having me on air.
It's my pleasure indeed, Lauren, and thank you for taking the time out on the side of the road to have a chat to us.
No, that's no worries. We're actually just heading back to our hometown, Wellington, after 5 gigs in the central North Island in New Zealand, and all of them went really well, and I've still got my voice, so that's the thing.
Well, that's an extremely important thing, Lauren, to have that voice. How do you look after your voice? Do you do anything special?
Yeah, I have a secret. It's raw cloves of garlic. So, unfortunately for the boys in the van, I've had to deal with my garlic breath, but actually, I was actually quite sick during the tour at the beginning. I had a virus, and so I was just resting, not talking, doing sign language, and just like putting garlic in my water, which sounds disgusting, but I swear it's helped.
Is it? It doesn't sound very inviting, but look, if it works, it works.
yep. Whatever works, eh? When you're in dire circumstances, you've got to do something.
And of course, that does suggest it could be fodder for a song later in life.
Yeah, true that.
I will keep my eyes open for a song that has the word garlic in it.
Great. You should.
Now, Lauren, your interest in jazz, I've read, became serious after you won that jazz festival back in 2011. What drove you to enter the competition if you weren't serious to start with?
Yeah, true. That's a good question. Well, actually, it was just I had a few friends that were also like 17. We were in our final year of high school. They were in our brother's school, so I was going to like an all-girls school back in New Plymouth in the North Island. And at our brother's schools, there was a couple of guys my age who were also really interested in doing jazz. A bass player, a guitarist, and a drummer. And they said, hey, I know you like a bit of jazz singing. Why don't we just make up a combo and enter ourselves into this competition and see what happens? It was down in the capital city in Wellington, and we thought, oh my God, okay, let's do it. So we were really young. We had really no idea what we were doing, but we picked a Robert Glasper tune and a tune by Cannonball Adderley, Nancy, what's her name? It's on the tip of my tongue. Yeah, and actually it was really cool because we ended up winning an award, and it made us feel like, hey, this is like a viable option for our future. Like, why don't we just go for it and study music? So actually 3 out of the 4 of us did exactly that, and we just went into university and studied it. Yeah, haven't looked back.
What a great way to get into jazz, Lauren. What was your musical taste like before you won the competition? Did you have a strong liking of jazz, or was just one of a multitude?
Well, it was actually quite funny because I was sort of interested in like barbershop singing and singing with ensembles and choirs. And obviously, like, I was only a teenager, so I hate to admit it, but I was still listening to like Christina Aguilera and like pop stars and stuff, which was amongst like listening to progressive rock like Dream Theater and Devin Townsend and I don't know, like even sometimes a bit of Tool, which was quite bogan. But I mean, I still listened to heaps of different music, and I was so young. But basically, I just noticed that my voice was best suited to singing jazz. So the more I learned about jazz, the more I actually fell in love with it.
I think jazz is one of those genres that you start off with a little bit, and because it's such a wide gamut of music, you'll find something there that you love.
Yeah, exactly. And I think many people that don't know a lot about jazz, they don't really seem to realize how diverse jazz can be as a genre. You know, there's so many different cultures that have made their own styles of jazz, like the Brazilians and then, of course, the French and Germans, gypsy jazz. There's, you know, there's then, of course, the American swing. But I think there's always something for everyone.
Most definitely there is, Lauren. Was music a part of your family in your younger childhood?
Actually, I don't come from a musical family, but I played the piano, which was a family heirloom handed down from my great-grandmother, who happened to live to 102, and she'd given it to my mother, which was passed down to me, and I just started learning how to play the piano. I never did classical. I always did modern, you know, was like sort of a lead sheet thing, was the melody and then chords. So I always was brought up in that sort of not so written out. It was more like learning about chords and stuff when I was learning about music. So that was obviously a good start.
A very good start indeed. Now, you've described as having a multifarious musical background, and I had to go and look up what that word means. And I discovered that it's a term that suggests you have a wide range of musical styles to inform your performance and composition. And I think that's what you're talking about now, is that you do have this background, which a range of styles that you've used to get to where you are today. Do you find that when you're singing or composing that you think back particularly to something completely away from jazz as a driver to and an inspiration to move forward?
Yeah, I think definitely when it comes to approaching singing, just purely from a technical point of view and also just from a vocal health point of view, I'm always drawing from my experience in choirs and in national choirs in New Zealand. I went overseas to Europe last year with the New Zealand Youth Choir, and we did a tour for 3 weeks, and we sang in places like the Notre Dame and Oxford and Cambridge, and we also went to the Czech Republic and competed in a competition over there and won. And the thing is that these tutors that we had in the choir, really great for talking about how you're going to approach the music, with thinking about the meaning of the songs. And if we're singing in a different language, we know every sentence, we know what every word means. And also, like, I'm always using, from a technical point of view, that knowledge to inform my jazz singing. I don't want to smoke, I don't want to like have that husky, raspy voice. I actually would prefer a more of a pure sound, and like, I wouldn't say, let's say, like an opera singer with a mad vibrato, but more something tuning-wise that's just like very clear and pure.
And is that something that you've been able to work through in the choir scenario with, because I imagine that, and I don't know, so I'll ask the question, when you're in the choir, do you need to control your voice more than when you're singing as a soloist?
Yeah, absolutely, because you're always listening to the other singers next to you and blending in, and you're trying to create the sound of 50 voices blending to make one, you know what I mean? So when you're a soloist, it's great because you can break out from that, and you can just make your voice sound really, like, you can have all these different timbres and textures, and you can make it sound really girly, or you can just bust into a Frank Sinatra style, luck be a lady, or you know how sometimes he does random stuff like that.
He does.
It's good that when you're a soloist, you can explore all the different parts of your voice and all the different sounds your voice can make.
But in the choir, I suppose it's teaching you discipline, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, like, my love for jazz is 50%, and then my love for choral music and choral singing is another 50%. So it's really hard to say, like, what I love more. So I think that's how those two intertwine in my life is really important.
It sounds like you have a bit of a nice balance between the two styles.
Yeah.
Do you ever find yourself dropping into some jazz sound while you're in the choir because you've forgotten what you're doing?
Actually, they are so strict on us in the national choir that I don't think we would ever do that. The one thing that sort of is jazzy, let's say, about that choir is that we don't read from music when we're performing. We've memorized the music already, and by the time we turn up to rehearsals, it's like, yep, we've got all the notes down, let's talk about the music, you know, the louds, the softs, the meanings, and we want to get straight to that instead of reading off charts all the time. So I think that's the sort of a jazz aspect of maybe when I'm performing in choir, it's like we're always looking at the conductor. We're always making music. We're not looking at a chart. You know what I mean?
Sounds like a good way to combine the skills required for both genres.
Well, let's see.
My guest on Bent Notes tonight is New Zealand vocalist Lauren Nottingham. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
My guest on Bent Notes tonight is New Zealand vocalist Lauren Nottingham. Lauren, do you play an instrument apart from singing?
Yes, I do. I play the piano.
Is that the only instrument you play?
Well, actually, yes. I wouldn't say... I mean, I tried playing guitar, but hey, I'm left-handed, and when I tried, I was a kid, and I just gave up way too early. So.
Is that something you think you might take up later on and give it another go?
I felt really, like, not very good with guitar, but with piano, it's more something that I can pick up a bit easier. I think it's because you don't need to be right-handed or left-handed. You can just play the piano. But, I mean, all the guitarists out there would probably heartily disagree with me there. I probably don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, there's plenty of opportunity to try the guitar later on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, when you're singing in the choir, is that like working in a jazz collaboration?
Well, it's quite different, actually. I mean, yeah, it's not so spontaneous. So in that sense, I miss that when I'm singing in choir. You know, when you're in a jazz combo and you get up on the stage, you can do the same songs every night, but you never know what's going to happen or how this rendition is going to turn out compared to last night, you know. But with choir music, it's sort of like mostly going to go the same way just because of how it's written out in the music, and you've sort of, you know, what the conductor wants at certain points and rah de rah. So yeah, that's definitely different.
But the reason I ask is because I did read that one of your objectives being back in New Zealand after spending time in Berlin is to continue to develop your collaborations. Do you get something special out of these collaborations? What is it that drives you to really get involved with them?
Right. Well, I think that's a good question. How shall I answer that? Well, I really enjoy collaborating with Mark Donlon because actually we've collaborated for a few years while I was also at university. But now coming out of that teacher-student relationship, now we're just sort of peers on the road. You know, you see each other as an equal, which is really good for your own development, you know. It's like someone's trusting you so much for your talent and stuff that they want to make music with you, and I hope one day maybe to be able to collaborate with the New York trumpeter Alex Sipiagan and Mark Donlon as well, because I've done a few things before together and they've done an album recently, and maybe we're looking at doing something like Azimuth, like Norma Winston, Kenny Wheeler and John Taylor, and doing that sort of wordless vocal, but like that classical jazz crossover stuff. That might be interesting.
It would be very interesting indeed, and when you get there, remember us, make sure we get to chat to you about that work.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's been a real honour, honestly, that you wanted to help me promote my gig in Melbourne, and I'm really honoured to be on air with you, David.
Look, it's lovely to have you, Lauren, and we've just been talking about collaboration because you'll be collaborating with some musos over here in Australia next Saturday, the 9th of December at Dizzy's. You'll have on stage with you Mark Donlon, who you've already mentioned, playing the piano. You've got...
Yes, that's right.
You'll be collaborating then with Hiroki Hoshino on the bass and Mark Lockett, who is a drummer.
Now, actually, I have to change that.
Oh, are we changing it?
A completely new bassist and a completely new drummer, but I can tell you who they are.
Oh, that would be great to know.
So we are having Lewis Pierre as a drummer and Mike Williams on the bass. So that will be great to meet them and meet new contacts in Australia.
That will be good. Is that due to the fact that the night you're playing changed earlier on in the process?
Yeah.
Right.
It wasn't even early on. It was only like a week ago.
Oh, was it that late? Okay.
That Dizzy's changed the date, which was a real letdown because, you know, musicians over the festival are very booked up. And so, but we're so lucky that we did get some great musicians on board with us nonetheless, and we still have them locked in. So that's great. great.
It's great that you've been able to get those musos to play with you on, or to collaborate is the correct word, isn't it? Because that's what you'll be doing, collaborating with musos. Now, you've obviously played with Mark Donlan before. Louis and Mike, have you played with them before?
No, because I've never been to Australia before.
Oh, haven't you?
It'll be my first time, yeah.
Oh, well.
23 years and I've never been across the ditch.
A very big welcome for you when you arrive.
Thank you so much, David. Yeah, I'm so excited. And everybody over here is raving about Melbourne as well and the jazz scene there. And we've been fortunate enough in Wellington to get some wonderful Australian musicians come over recently. So that's really good. I mean, I've also collaborated with Jamie Ollers. Now, he's not from Melbourne, but he's a wonderful saxophonist.
He is based
in Perth, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, you're quite correct there, Lauren.
Yeah.
He is. Now, you're coming over for next Saturday night. What are we going to see and hear at Dizzy's?
Well, I will definitely say a variety and something for everybody. Now, I've got a couple of tracks from Alice Regina, which is obviously Brazilian. I'll be singing in Portuguese. I've got a couple of songs where I'll be singing in German and doing a few gypsy swings / Marlene Dietrich ballad. I'll also be doing some wonderful music from UK jazz singer Norma Winston. Yeah, basically my motto and Mark's motto for this tour is to select repertoire that tells stories. So you will be expecting a couple of standards that you might already know, but mainly we want to introduce to people standards that are lesser known but tell wonderful stories and have beautiful music attached with it. So that's what you should be expecting on Saturday.
Well, that does sound like a great way to go, Lauren.
Cool.
So next Saturday night, December the 9th, 8:30 till 11 is the actual showtime. I think doors open about 7. Dizzy's Jazz Club is 368 Bridge Road in Richmond. And all the details and tickets can be found at the website for the Melbourne Women's International Jazz Festival. The MWIJF.com is the website. Get all the details there about the entire festival because, of course, it is now underway. It actually, well, sort of kicked off a week ago and kicked off in true manner Friday night.
Wonderful.
So thank you so much for your time tonight. Really do appreciate your time and wish you all the best of luck with your career that obviously is in the early stages, and best wishes to travel very, very far with that.
Thank you so much, David. And I'm really looking forward to also seeing other wonderful musicians at the International Jazz Festival as well, and prepared to be blown away. And also, you know, it's a great learning curve for me to see musicians in their later stages of their career. And David, I just want to say thank you so much for having me on air on Bent Notes. It's been a real pleasure talking to you, and I wish you all the very best with your show. And thanks to the listeners for tuning in tonight.
Yeah, I've got one more question for you. I've got Shadow Bird.
Yes.
Shadow Bird is a piece with yourself and Mark as well. Any story behind this particular piece?
I think once I was actually, there was a light on the wall. It's a really lame story, actually. But I was doing my little hand animals against the light to make, you know, shapes in the shadow. And I decided that what I was making was a shadow bird. And then he said, okay, that's the name of the album. That's the name of the tune that we're going to do. And so, yeah, the song's in 9, and it's got Jamie Ollers playing the melody alongside me singing wordless vocals. And I think that song's beautiful.
Fantastic.
Well, Mark wrote it.
Excellent. Well, let's have a listen now to Shadow Bird on Bent Notes on Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.